1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Labor Department's April jobs report expected to show about 243,000 jobs added last month. But a month ago, the report came in more than 100,000 jobs over expectations. And that was part of the reason Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said earlier this week that inflation is still too stubborn to cut interest rates.
Inflation has eased substantially over the past year, while the labor market has remained strong. And that's very good news. But inflation is still too high.
But this report came in well below expectations. 175,000 jobs added last month, far lower than the expected 243,000. Unemployment ticked up slightly. More arrests at college campuses today. Police cleared protest encampments at NYU and the New School in New York City. President Biden today will award the Presidential Medal of Freedom to 19 people, including former Vice President Gore. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Student protesters are meeting with University of Wisconsin-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin today. That's after police and campus leaders promised to take no action against pro-Palestinian protesters for 24 hours. 34 people were arrested on Wednesday over tents the demonstrators put up on campus. Workers in Wisconsin say the government needs to fully fund Social Security. Jessica LaPointe is a union leader in Green Bay. She says chronic underfunding means slow service.
Service delays are far and wide, and it could take, you know, more than 4 months to start your retirement benefits up.
As part of May Day commemorations this week, unions are calling on Congress to find long-term funding solutions. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Brown County District Attorney has ruled that Officer Dan Scanandor was justified in a shooting in February and will not face criminal charges. Steve Ventura died after shooting himself following an altercation with Scanandor during a traffic stop. Green Bay Police Chief Chris Davis says due to the incident, the department will go through an administrative review to look at policy compliance and anything they can learn from the tragic situation. Students at the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay held a demonstration on campus Wednesday in support of Palestinian children. The event was organized by UWGB's chapter of Students for a Democratic Society. They spent over 3 hours reading off hundreds of names of more than 13,000 children killed during the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza since October 7th. This was the first pro-Palestinian rally held on the Green Bay campus this year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Bucks stop here. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee with a season-ending loss to the Pacers, 120-98. The Bucks made a major trade for Damian Lillard. They fired and hired two coaches, but still ended the season in the first round of the playoffs again. But after the game, Doc Rivers saying, remember how they won with both Giannis and Dame out Tuesday night.
Listen, we're the first team in NBA history to win a game with your two best scorers out. I mean, that's history. That's not like one game or one year. It's hard to do, man. Like, take Jokic and Murray away. You know, go to each team and take your two best players away. It's going to be hard. We understood that, but what I loved about our guys is no one wavered. Not one guy wavered. Every single guy in that locker room thought, even without those guys, we're still going to win this series. That says a lot about the character of your team.
Baseball, it's the Brewers and the Cubs this weekend at Wrigley Field. The first time Cubs manager Craig Counsell facing his former team. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Sunny and pleasant today. We'll get to around 74 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 46. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, some afternoon showers. 72 will be the high by Sunday. Sunshine with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turn my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah. It's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, recombobulation with Dan Schaefer, National Space Day, Bob Bonadour from the Planetarium, and Matinair on Air's new ornithologist. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back! Man, we've had some special guests today, haven't we?
That's been great.
Charlie DeClean, Bell and Sports Medicine. I got a text here. Shout out to Charlie and his team. Tracy and I have raised two multi-sport D1 athletes. Wow. Use their injury and rehab services personally, and they are now working with one of their trainers to prepare for our upcoming bicycle trip to New York City. That's fantastic. I'm going to try to get time off to do that, go to New York with them to bike all the way out there. Alec Ingold was phenomenal. We got to buy a bunch of his books from, please go down. You have young athletes, go down to Barnes & Noble or Amazon.com and buy his book, Alec Ingold. It's really inspirational for young athletes.
Seven Crucibles.
Yep.
Seven Crucibles. That kid was amazing.
You know, when you say the Crucible, mm-hmm. I always think of this. When they took me, the recruiter took me to Marine Corps boot camp in San Diego. To do videos for them for recruiting.
Yeah.
And the most amazing thing, I literally got tears. I'll never forget. I'm not even kidding. I got choked up, had tears in my eyes, is when they come down from the Crucible. And they go mm-hmm. up for like 3 days with no sleep,
yep.
very little food.
Right.
And they do. And this is the last thing we're going to weed out. The very last final test. We're going to weed people out. And when they do make it there, and these drill sergeants, who are gentlemen you do not want to mess with in any way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. I don't care how big they are. Some of them are like 5'6", 140 pounds, but just bad. And when they would talk to these kids that they'd just been ripping there, you know, for weeks and weeks and weeks, and it was, do you know how proud I am of you? I thought you were going to quit. Yeah. I tried making you quit. I did everything I could to make you quit, and I couldn't make you quit. Do you know how proud I am to put this Globe Eagle at anchor on you? And these kids would have tears coming down their eyes, and they were so, you know what I'm talking about?
I've been there.
You've been there. I know you have.
Yeah.
So isn't that something, that achievement?
Yeah, it's kind of making me kind of wet in the eye right now.
As I know.
Yeah, you bet.
The low grovelly voice. Of
I was so choked up watching this, you can't believe it. And some of the kids were so like worn out. And the DIs would say, don't lock your knees. Don't lock your knees. Because if you lock your knees, you could fall over. Is that right?
Without a doubt.
Okay. But that was the most amazing thing. They've been battle tested. Guys tried to make them quit, and they didn't. And until that moment, they weren't proud to pin those things on them. And it wasn't the same for you?
Oh, without a doubt. Absolutely. When my drill sergeant did the same thing for me at the end, too. And I got to sing the Star Spangled Banner and everything for graduation. And he gave me a hooah.
Yeah.
You know, his own personal hooah.
Wow.
He's like, yeah.
That
buddy.
Means something. Because that is genuine. That's not false praise from a teacher or a coach. Hey, you did a great job. No, right. You had to earn that.
And these guys fought in Afghanistan, you know, in Iraq and a bunch of other things. And, you know, and they give me a hooah. It's like, heck yeah, man.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's
good for you, man.
That's special stuff.
Proud of you.
All right. So you're here.
Yeah.
And we love seeing you every Friday. And what?
Jim, you know what? You're kind of blowing off Amanda. Okay.
I was talking about Dennis. I was going
to
get
one of my all-time favorite songs.
Good to see you, Jim.
One of my all-time favorite songs. Listen. Oh, Amanda, light up my life. Fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. Got my first guitar when I was 14. Now I'm pushing 40 and still wearing jeans.
Never heard it.
Waylon Jennings.
Wow. Well played.
Now this song I've heard. God knows I've tried. You say those were the same songs?
Yeah.
Sounds different slightly.
Right? Just a little bit.
Well, because he's got music.
Well, no, we can recognize it. He's singing in key. Yeah, he's okay. I got it. Okay. Well, Amanda, welcome. I was going to get to you. Of course, Dennis.
Wow.
Dennis awesome. Peters.
Well, Amanda, yeah.
Dennis Peters, the lead of the glam band, and we love them. And just, I think everyone is. We're just talking about you at a. We had a meeting because we're talking about entertainment and the best local, and everybody around the table has seen you a number of times, and just. Same pretty much message, you know, high energy, be there now, be in the moment. And I think that's great that you bring that to your concerts. Are you playing this weekend?
Appreciate you saying that. You bet. We are.
Where are you at?
We're at Bubs in Germantown, of all places, on Saturday, and which is, it's south. It's just north of Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a beautiful town.
Yes, Germantown. It is. Oh, Germantown's awesome. Okay, yeah. Bubs. You're at Bubs.
Yep. Yes, we are. And then I'm doing an acoustic duo with Craig Hawkinson at Rocky and Terrace in Dundas on Sunday.
You do acoustic things?
You betcha.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. The non-musician gets to do music.
I would love to hear that. I think that would be great.
It's a blast. We have a blast. Other musicians come around, too, and we do, like, take two acoustic. The fellas show up, and we do a lot of fun stuff. Just off the cuff. Next thing you know, we'll be doing some Eagles, you know, or whatever, and it's just a hoot.
You know what was my favorite show where everything was acoustic? Was remember Austin City Limits?
Absolutely.
Wasn't that a great show?
Oh, man, that's a classic.
Oh, man.
Inspiring stuff happens.
Absolutely, yeah. And it was the only one like it of its time.
Stevie Ray Vaughan was on there that one time, broke a string. It's like, how does he do that?
Oh, man.
That's cool that you guys, and good musicians can do this, but that happens a lot in jazz too, where they just show up and right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, your standards and things like that too, but you never did those with other people. It's like, how do you make that happen with no notice?
Yes. But out on the stage, it we'd think you practiced a lot, and that's like, we just kind of got together. You know, I think that's awesome. That's a lot of talent. That's great. I didn't know you did that
it's
either.
It's a rush. It really is a rush. Yeah, you know, it's
there's no hiding behind anything.
Nope. Yeah.
It's pure.
It's like walking that 4-inch balance beam. You know, you just don't know what's going to happen.
Okay. You know what, Jim? I got to tell you something. How you discourage people.
No, I don't.
You
I
do.
Am one of the biggest motivators.
You do. You do.
You maybe.
Listen to me. Listen to me.
You guys.
That's because I'm a realist.
Listen to me what you've done to me.
With you, Johnny.
So I'm doing this event in Manitowoc last night, actually in
Two
Rivers.
Yes, okay?
Which is
Charlie
great.
Barron's going to be doing it tonight. Jarvis is going to be there tomorrow night and everything. Is that okay? Mm-hmm. The guy comes up to me during the thing, goes, John, can you come on stage and sing Happy Birthday to one of our people? Swear to God. And I declined.
You declined?
Because he has beaten me down so bad.
John,
true story, Todd. This is honest to God, true story. He has beaten me down too bad. I would have sang it in front of 200 and some people, but because in his hometown, footsteps away from the Schmidt Brothers Pavilion in Two Rivers, I could have sang Happy Birthday for the Holy Spirit, and I thought, no. Friend of Jim's will be there. They'll let Jim know. He'll rip me.
And then honoring my dad and his, you know, world famous barbershop quartet, you didn't say. John, I respect you for that decision.
Wow. It is truly all because of his bullying. That's the only time I have ever turned
I'm
down
a realist.
Singing happy birthday in public. Only time in my life.
No, it's not bullying.
True story.
It's true comments from my part, too. John, I'm sorry that. But maybe Dennis can get you within the key.
And you know
somewhere.
What? All the way home then, when I was driving back to Green Bay last night, I was singing in my head. It's like, I think this would have been good. Happy birthday.
I'm sure you did. Sure you did.
Yeah. It's the same as what you're doing just right now.
Yes.
It's exactly the same.
Yes.
Right.
Because of it being in his hometown
and
the
honoring
whole thing,
my dad.
I thought, oh, he's going to hear all about it.
Yep.
And yeah.
Johnny, yes. You were okay. Okay. So what does that say? If you said I would hear all about it, that was a good decision on your part because they would have called me and said, hey, that guy just knocked it out of the park. He was awesome. They wouldn't say that.
They might have.
No. Oh. You were worried they were going to say what I... Okay, anyway, Dennis.
I think it's fantastic. Go ahead.
Welcome.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're
here.
Thanks
for letting me.
Actually, you know what the girl next to me said? And she goes, You used to sing an IXX all the time every morning. Right. I said, yeah, I know. She goes, well, you should have done it. All the people here are drinking anyway, so they won't notice.
I can picture
you
now.
Just compliments.
I know, right?
Your best Bill Murray lounge singer, you know.
Star Wars.
That's true.
We're talking about Star Wars. Hey, there's Chief Nakagima. Hey, you want to go do some fishing tomorrow? You come down to the dock at 6 in the morning, I'll get you a couple of pike. Hey, all right, Chief. Loved Bill Murray.
That's the best.
Oh, man, that's my character when I sing Happy Birthday.
Yes.
Wow.
It works, man.
Yes. The real got a text here. Townline and Howard having a Kentucky Derby party tomorrow.
Fun.
Starting at 4, mint juleps. Mm. Boy, I'm talking to a person here, though, that says mint juleps will make you puke. Bourbon Burgers, Betty Pool's Post Time. Have you had them?
Yes.
Have you had them?
Yeah, not the best.
But it's bourbon. If you like bourbon, you're not going to like it.
Yeah, it's not a great combination.
Hey, really? Okay, huh?
Not a fan.
Bourbon Burgers. You see that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Now we're talking. Todd, you ever have a mint julep?
That I haven't had.
What do you think? You gave it thumbs down.
I always thought julep was a girl's name anyway.
I always thought they were like a grasshopper. But they're not.
A lot stronger.
Sure, without a doubt, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, Amanda, what's going on?
I don't know. You used most of the segment.
Oh, yes, sorry.
I know that.
You can do it.
All right. Let's quick go through this. So, we got today and over the weekend and every weekend of this month, you got spring blooms at Green Bay Botanical Gardens. It starts, you know, when they open at 9 till when they close. Every weekend, you can go look at the blooms. They're going to have more than 350,000 blooms. Which they say the first 2 weeks of May is usually the time to go to see them.
It is.
You know?
Like awesome.
The perfect time. And then also today, if you go to Bay Square Mall between 3 and 6, and later on this weekend, for $10 a person, you can play laser tag in the center court.
Oh, I've never done that. It seems fun, though.
Laser tag? Oh, it is fun.
Laser. We'll call it a laser.
What's that from? Go ahead. Tell him. Spaceballs.
Austin Powers.
Oh, Austin Powers. You're right. Yeah, that's right. You're doing it. Yeah.
Okay, that's another one of my favorites. Love him.
I love Spaceballs.
Same.
I love Austin Powers.
Check in, everyone. What did you find? We found nothing, sir. You. We found nothing, sir. You. We ain't found bleep.
Comb the desert.
Absolutely. The big comb.
Yeah.
Yep. That's classic.
Did you see Spaceballs?
No.
Okay.
But I like Austin. You're missing out.
Was Austin Powers in that?
No.
Okay, I like him.
It's dumb.
Rick Moranis was, though. And
okay.
This is a really dumb.
He was dark helmet.
But funny.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
She must give good helmet.
Lift that helmet up. Why? I want to see if you're making face at me. Oh, you go on.
Yeah.
Ludicrous speed.
He's giving you the raspberry.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Jabba the pizza?
Pizza the Hut.
Pizza the Hut.
Pizza the Hut.
That's right.
Yep. Yeah.
Rocky 5,000.
All right. Amanda, pick up the pace.
Hi, Amanda.
I'm not going to be able to. No, but back to the laser tag, though. They actually have tactical laser tag down in Milwaukee.
Oh.
And this is where you have,
cool.
You have buildings. You can, climb up, duck under, in the dark, different types of game. Honestly, it is the coolest experience.
I would love to do that.
Yeah, down in Milwaukee.
I would love to do that. We got to set a quick break. Okay, we're going to set a quick break. We're back for Amanda.
We got to get to that.
You guys got to get to the point here.
Yeah, I know.
Come on.
It's so Friday.
Oh, and Dennis from the Glam Band, and we've got live music coming in from Tuck. Stay with us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, along with Dennis from the Glam Band and Amanda. The Weekend, what's up? And of course, got live music coming up. This segment brought to you by Pelos. Doesn't that song just get you in the mood
it
for
does.
A Friday?
When you said what's up, it made me want to go, what's that?
That was good.
Thank you.
Well, each day, you do it now, Jim.
No, I'm
do
go
your,
ahead.
Do your kind of what's up.
No, what's up? All right, let's.
Hey, the second round of my pillow. Jim's like that school teacher.
He's like that dad scrunner. Who just doesn't want to be there. Just exactly. wants to sit in front of the TV for the game.
Dad, you come up do this with us. No.
We have these items on the syllabus. We are going to cover them today.
That's what I say in school, and we're not going to cover the syllabus today the way we're going.
So. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Now for a very limited time, if you order today from Pella, zero interest for up to 60 months. That's 5 years or so. You only have until May 10th, this incredible deal. Jump on it now when it comes to replacing or upgrading your windows and doors. You want to feel confident that your choice will turn out exactly how you envision them. Give them a call. Zero interest free financing up to 60 months. If you order by May 10th, certain restrictions apply. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Yeah, awesome company.
Yes, phenomenal.
Right. Okay. I like how you did the math there on the fly. Carried the 1.5 for 5 years.
It is, right?
It is 5. It is. 60 divided by 12? Yes.
All right,
okay.
Then.
Okay, I'm going to quick go through the rest
of these.
Yeah, go
ahead, Amanda. Come on.
Tomorrow.
We brought you here for a reason, you know.
I mean, besides the fact that, you know, I have a job. Right. But anyway.
Love it. So,
you know, I only cut your audio every day. So.
Sounds painful.
There's so many ums sometimes.
From him.
Okay, the circus is in town tomorrow.
No way.
Yeah, the Shrine Circus is going to be at the Rec
cool.
Center.
One of the last ones around.
No.
Sorry. What's that?
They got camels, got aerialists, daredevils, clowns, nice. Which is not everyone's bag.
I always used to like the ones that used to come around up where I'm from, where at one moment it's, and now from, you know, wherever, transmit the unbelievable Gloria, the High Wire Act. And she's spinning around, holding the thing by her teeth, and it's glamorous, blah, blah, blah. And then 10 minutes later, ladies walk by selling popcorn.
That's right.
And it's her. You realize it's her.
Wow.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a real family affair.
That's been coming to Green Bay forever. And that is a great, great show.
I've always wanted to be a carny.
I kicked it off one year. I rode in on
you too?
Same.
I rode in on an elephant.
Okay,
it was awesome.
Really?
That's cool.
That was very cool.
That was cool.
Doesn't it seem like it'd be fun to be a carny?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Not really, no.
Really?
No, I don't
travel know. Around, have a little camper, you live in a camper. No?
I always wanted to ride in on an elephino.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So the circus, there's still tickets available for that.
Yeah. Actually, they have a deal going on that you can get a kid ticket with the purchase of an adult one.
All right.
Wow.
Anyway, moving on quick. So we got the Titletown Train Show at the KI Convention Center. Also tomorrow, they're going to have a ton of cool train models. They're actually giving away a starter set at the end of the show.
Wow.
And then,
I wish I had one of those when I was a kid.
I did.
You probably did.
I did.
Oh,
it was awesome.
God.
And it was the big, those big black engines.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I always
that
wanted
thing
one.
That was awesome. That was, I wonder where that is now. That has, today's got to be worth a fortune. Oh, it was the heavy cars.
Lionel?
Huh?
Lionel train?
I don't even what know what
that
we
too?
Had.
Oh.
Just,
that was the big one, wasn't it?
We had those tracks and
different
battery operated.
Yeah.
That was very, very cool.
Yeah, the HO scale and they had others.
Oh, man.
Yeah, HO was the most popular scale.
Build those tracks, you put them together and they go different ways.
Oh, did you ever make them crash?
No, I don't. Huh. We
just
really.
Kinda happened.
It was kind of an expensive deal, I think. We didn't know. We didn't look, I don't think.
I mean, these collectors are serious.
They are.
Oh,
yeah.
They're very serious about this stuff.
One of my teachers at St. Norbert was totally into that. His whole basement was these unbelievable train things. And people who get into that big time.
And they wear the hats and they got the whistles and everything.
Oh, yeah.
So that's at KI?
Yep, that's at KI right, cool. tomorrow. And then we got Bluey and Bingo at the Timber Rattlers game. And I know I'm the only one here who's excited about that because I'm the only one with young children.
Who are Bluey and Bingo?
Okay, first off, Bluey is an amazing children's show that is, it's just, it makes you feel, okay? If you're a parent and you watch it, there are parents out there who might be listening and will agree with me. It is a heartfelt, amazing show that I hope never ends.
Is it like Blue Clues? Blue's Clues?
It's like
is it
the like Blue Clues of our generation.
Or Barney? My son used to watch Blue's
so
Clues.
So basically, it's these. It's an Aussie program. It's these two little dogs who pretend, learn life lessons with the parents, and it's just
so. So Teletubbies was for one of my kids. She got addicted to that, and the other one was Barney. And I just got to tell you a quick Barney story. I know I've been complaining that we're not going fast enough, but she watched.
Todd's yelling at the mirror.
I know. She watched Barney all the time, and it was like, it was on VHS then, mm-hmm. and Dad watched it, and it's like, oh my God, that music just got in my head. It was like Disney, you couldn't get it out of it. We moved, and we told her we lost the tape.
Oh, my God. That is evil.
That was. But we had had it, John. It was every day. It's like, this kid's got to get this.
I can see you doing that, but not Donna.
I do have to say with streaming now. You can't do that.
Did I say we?
Yeah. Oh.
Donna, I can't find it.
Wow. I bet I still got one of Dom's I could find and send it to him.
All right. I'm going to move on. So tomorrow is May the 4th be with you.
Oh.
Star Wars Day. And at the Tarleton Theater all weekend, they are going to be showing the original Star Wars, the first one. And then on Sunday, The Empire Strikes Back. You're going to have dinner with it, too. And it's a themed dinner. You're going to have pit roasted bantha steak with cheesy cantina bites or cloudy city Tibana wean skewers with root leaf stew.
I've never heard of any of these things, but they sound good.
Yeah, I mean, it's Star Wars.
Oh, so I've never seen a Star Wars movie. None of them. Have you?
Not a fan.
No.
Okay. So, and then finally, I'm just going to say this one because it's very near and dear to my heart. The Great Strides Cystic Fibrosis Walk is at Green Isle Park tomorrow at 10 a.m. Cystic Fibrosis Foundation is basically helping run it. They're going to have music. They're going to have food. There's going to be a raffle, and the proceeds go to the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation to help find a cure. There is no cure for this disease.
I used to work with them a bunch. It was a 65 Roses Club was the name of it.
Yep.
Because the kids first pronounced it Cystic Fibrosis, 65 Roses.
I see.
And that was the name. I worked very closely with them.
I have very close personal ties to it. And then we have the Green Bay's Best Bloody Mary at the Resch Center tomorrow, where you can show up, vote for the best Bloody Mary, and basically get drunk out in public.
I like them as hot as possible. How about you?
Absolutely. A couple other things that weren't on your list is that Levitt Amp, that Green Bay music series that starts by Sundays from 4 to 6:30. And then Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo, yes.
And that, there's a big deal going on at Tequila's Mexican Bar and Restaurant, Johnny. That's where we went. And they have, that starts at 3 o'clock on Sunday. And it's half off margaritas, raffles, delicious, authentic Mexican food. That is a good place. Great owners. So we want to support them, too.
All right. And Dennis.
What?
What?
There's no time for
90 seconds, Dennis.
All right. Chris Kattan's at the Skyline Comedy Club. Chris Kattan from Saturday Night Live, don't you know?
Oh, he's great. I love him.
And then from the movie Night at the Roxbury, Corky Romano, if you haven't seen that, it's a dumb, funny
movie.
Also, one of my favorites, Undercover Brother. Check him out. Tonight's early show is sold out, but there's 9:45.
You're my undercover brother.
Thanks for noticing. Three shows on Saturday, 4, 7, and 5, 9:45 p.m. The Military History Day, by the way, is tomorrow in Oshkosh, the Military Veterans Museum and Educational Center. Free admission. They have a 50-50 raffle, gift basket raffle from 10 to 3 p.m. Again, at the Military Veterans Museum and Educational Center in Oshkosh. Free. Food and beverages are available for purchase, whatever. And Boy Scout Troops 641 and 6641 are there to help out with that.
Fantastic place. Oshkosh Museum, fantastic place.
Oh, and also Mom's Night Off at the YMCA in Oshkosh. Send your kids over there for overnight. Give your mom the night off tonight and into tomorrow in advance of Mother's Day this Sunday. So that's what I got.
Who we got coming up? Tuck!
I just met
Andrew Summers.
You know what? This is going to be good. These guys are great.
When we come back, we can talk about some more stuff going on in your area.
All right, we're going to be right back.
Wow.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden returns to Wisconsin next week. He'll talk about his economic policies in Racine on Wednesday. It will be Biden's eighth visit to Wisconsin since the midterm elections. Donald Trump was in Wisconsin this week. Polls show the race for Wisconsin's votes a virtual tie. Wisconsin's newest sports betting venue opens today. Sean Cullen runs the Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino Sportsbook in Milwaukee. He tells WISN-TV's Up Front he'd back legalizing sports betting statewide.
I would hope so, and we would hope so, but at the end of the day, that's up to the state. But, you know, we're obviously supportive of that.
The Forest County Pottawatomie signed an amended compact with the state 2 years ago that allows sports betting on tribal property. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The opening of Bay Beach Amusement Park is considered probably the unofficial start of summer. The Green Bay attraction is opening Saturdays and Sundays starting tomorrow. It will begin operating 7 days a week on May 22nd. Officials have announced a slight increase in the cost for some of the rides, such as the Zippin' Pippin' roller coaster. The new inclusive playground won't be ready on opening day, but Bay Beach officials say it will open sometime this summer. De Pere's $100 million Mulva Cultural Center opened in December of 2023, and Mayor Jim Boyd says it's bringing a lot to the city.
It's too early to calculate what the economic impact will be for De Pere, but I mean, I think right now you can see it's going to be pretty big.
A new restaurant, Savor on Broadway, has just opened at the Mulva Center. It also has an IMAX film screen, and the current exhibit that runs through May is Dino Safari. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Potential blockbusters opening at the box office this weekend include The Fall Guy starring Emily Blunt and Ryan Gosling as Colt Seavers. Movie history will be made as this is the first time someone named after a baby goose in real life is named after a fictitious young horse. The Fall Guy is pulling an 84 on Rotten Tomatoes. Also opening is the film Unfrosted, written, directed, and starring Jerry Seinfeld, which tackles the issue of cereal wars and the creation of the Pop-Tart in 1963 Michigan. The film has not been made available for review yet, which is never a good sign, but fingers crossed. Rom-com fans might want to check out The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway, which is also reviewing very well. And finally, sometimes we see a movie so long ago, we're just not sure if it actually sucked or if we were just young and jaded. In a related story, check out the re-release of Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace, which opens in selected theaters. The film hasn't gotten any better, but maybe you're more forgiving now or just need a Star Wars fix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Sunny and pleasant today. We'll get to around 74 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 46 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, some afternoon showers. 72 will be the high by Sunday. Sunshine with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day, he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
State Senator Keldo Royce in Richland County. UW System made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
It's so short-sighted to think it costs a little bit more money to run it and there aren't as many students, so let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say now is the time to invest because we know every person that comes through the door, you're going to get 40-fold the investment from how they're going to be able to give back to our state.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Capital Times entertainment reporter Rob Thomas breaks down The Fall Guy, and Max Inc. host Terry Barr shares new tunes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
this part of the show or want to share it with a friend, check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a Friday morning at 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and the Civic Media app. This is our live from the City Deck Landing Studios music series, and our man, Dennis from the Glam Band. Take it away, my brother.
How you doing?
Excellent. How you doing? This is the best part of the week.
This is really a favorite part of our show.
Yes.
I'm not kidding you. We feature
Just do me one thing. Don't do like our guy last week and swear.
Just for the record, I'm paying fines for that.
Okay,
for
good.
Thank you.
Because that would that for us that would be a year's salary. So hey.
Hold me, I'm scared.
Andrew
Summers is in the house, ladies and gentlemen, from the band Tuck. There's so much going on with you, man.
Yeah. Yeah, you got that right. There is a lot going on.
In the world of an original artiste we're talking here, ladies and gentlemen. Not your average everyday cover band like somebody you might know and not like. But this guy right here, I'm telling you, is a talented individual. And your group, too. So, I guess, tell
I
us.
I did
tell
grow
us.
Up.
Yeah, he did grow up. Yeah.
I've been doing a lot of that.
I'm sorry.
Did the beard give it away?
I'm five months away from 30, okay? I've been doing a lot. I'm trying to hang on to my youth.
What, you said that because he's been doing this for a while?
All day. No, I'm teasing. Yeah,
I woke up at 5, ready to go. I was like, "Hey, you know, I gotta start warming up. I need the coffee. I need to, like, get a guitar in my hand. Let's talk a little bit. Get me talking." Like,
all right,
sure. Yeah. So, tell us what got you into this in the first place.
Oh my gosh, this goes way back to my childhood. My parents did My parents did the classic thing when I was in like kindergarten. We're gonna put you through piano lessons, and I hated it. I loved playing the piano. I just hated the lessons.
Sure.
I wanted to play the radio, like the songs that were on the radio. I didn't want to play these.
Was it the music or the structure or both?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Fair enough.
I never finished my assignments on time. I just knew I liked piano. So I did that for a couple years. And then in fourth grade, my parents got me a trumpet. I played that all throughout middle school, high school. And then I picked up the guitar in seventh grade and it was over from there.
Okay.
It was right the story right there. My buddy, the band I was in, he left his drum kit in my garage one night, so I learned how to play that. And then my buddy left his bass at my house, so I learned that. So it's kind of like I learned a lot in a very short period of time. But no, music has always been my vice, and my parents have always been super supportive of that. Because then, you know, they say that, you know, you raise a musician, they never have enough money to do anything.
You said about hating piano lessons. It's amazing how many people come through here basically say the same thing. Started with piano lessons, but like you mentioned the word structure. Yeah. Even if they hate it, if they're not going to be a pianist, that is a great way to start. Right?
Structure and discipline, just like Al Gingold with sports too. Yeah. Structure, you know, and discipline.
But the other thing is the common thread is your parents did support this, and you probably had teachers along the way.
I didn't have that.
Many.
See, he's got a smile on his face. Me now, and you still need to call somebody. You know what I mean?
Oh no, I had all of my music teachers grow from middle school. It was Can I say names?
Yeah, absolutely.
Kurt Risch was a big one in middle school. He was actually the one who first put a guitar in my hand. In general music class. And then there was...
So we get to blame him then, huh?
Yes. Megan Sweeney was in high school. She, for me, she incorporated rock into, like, regular normal band. Like, I remember our pep band had, like, a drum kit, guitar, and a bass. So that was super cool. Like, learning that you can put rock music in these standard forms of music in school. And then, actually, this weekend, we're going up to Houghton to visit... where I went to school, Michigan Tech.
Oh, and, you're Husky!
I am a Husky!
All right, yeah. Go Huskies! Woo. Did you eat pasties up there?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, I used to live right next to Roy's, right on the on the porch there. Oh, it was dangerous. Walking into class, everything. I don't need it. I don't need it. I need it. But yeah, all my professors up there. Mike Christensen was a big one. Mike Irish, who actually sold me this very guitar. He was my jazz professor.
Okay, let me correct me if I'm wrong. Michigan Tech isn't normally a school where someone wants to learn how to play guitar.
No. A bunch of awkward engineers.
Yeah.
And hockey players.
A lot of hockey players. And there was just like this little pocket of us musicians, audio guys who like kind of banded together in all sorts of bands and orchestras.
What did you major in up there?
Sound design.
I didn't know they had that.
You can do that?
You
can do that with sound?
Yeah.
I bet your parents were just jumping up and down.
Oh, yeah. That was funny. Like, when we toured Michigan Tech, I had toured up to that point. It was like 10 colleges. because I wasn't sure if I wanted to do music or graphic design.
I'm surprised you didn't go to Lawrence, but you know,
let's we looked at that. Oh gosh, yeah. And then I saw the price on there. I was like, let's not do that.
Because that's really music. But music. Yes. So you went up there a little bit engineering, right? I mean, that must feed into that.
That was kind of the cool part. Is it is a Bachelor of Arts degree, but you also learned all of the like studio engineering. And I took like a physics behind sound, physics behind music class. So it was mostly like the artsy fartsy classes. But I know enough about sine waves and numbers and. Yeah. Stuff.
Outstanding.
I'm an engineer now. I have it in my title at work. So now I'm an engineer.
And he plays one on the radio.
Yeah.
I just think, and you said this, I just want to underscore it though, because we've had musicians on the credit that teachers should get because they see something that maybe your parents, I mean, they care about you, they're working, but they may not see that talent saying, look, you've got something special there. The guy that gave you a guitar, even though you didn't play. I just think that's cool. I want to shout out to the teachers.
Yeah. Absolutely. I would not be here without my parents and my teachers and my professors. They were huge. Absolutely.
Oh, I can vouch for that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you got a lot of stuff going on, man. Yeah. I was taking a look at your Spotify.
Ooh.
You know, back in the day, you know, no one even knew what that was.
But here's the record. The what?
You're everywhere. Your presence is everywhere. And I was taking a look at some of the songs that you do, and I get excited because I saw you guys do a cover of Bread Fan. For those who don't know, that's a three-piece, a power trio from Wales. And they should have been huge. They should have been huge. Early 70s. Yeah. If you ever get a chance, Todd, if you ever seen the band Budgie, or heard of the band Budgie, check them out, man. They're fantastic. Trio. The song Bread Fan is amazing. Metallica did a cover of it back in the day.
Oh.
Soundgarden did a cover. A bunch of other bands did a cover of it. It's just kind of one of those bands you just never hear of. But it's just, if you're real, I guess, old school geek freak about music, Budgie is one of those bands that's on your short list of this is intriguing. Because the guy's voice had a tenor to his voice that was just something. Just three guys making noise, kind of like Rush style.
Sure.
Yeah. But more metallic, if you will, sound, if you will. But unbelievable. So I heard that and went, yeah, that was awesome. That blew my mind.
That was a fun one.
I also saw on Local Hi-Fi that you have a keyboard in front of you at the same time.
Yes.
At the same time that you play the guitar. So what's that all about?
So that was off the first album, the story of Stereo City. There was a lot more keys involved because at the time I was listening to a lot of Queen.
Sure.
A lot of Foxy Shazam, a lot of Elton John. So that album has a lot more keys in it. The new stuff that we're coming out with, a little on the heavier side. Yeah. You hear more of the Metallica, the Gojira.
Yeah.
So the keyboard kind of took like a backseat. So if you watch us or if you see our show coming up, I actually won't have that because it's one less thing in my way, less thing to worry about, and we're just gonna rip a 30-minute rock set. It's gonna be awesome.
Sounds great. I know you have a very versatile voice, and I'm really stoked to have you in here. And this is great. And so, what is is your major influence from a vocal standpoint?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I've ever been asked that.
Sorry, when I was on my knee there.
Yeah. No, when I first started, it was a lot of Ozzy Osbourne. Listened to a lot of Sabbath back in the day. That was the first song I ever learned.
You always seemed too young for Sabbath. That was like my day.
Matter of fact, Budgie toured with Sabbath back in the day.
Yeah. Come on.
Wow. Yeah, a lot of Sabbath, a lot of James Hetfield, Metallica. I love that stuff.
Whiskey in a Jar is my all-time favorite song.
Love it.
That was a good one.
Love it.
You want to combine on it?
No,
as I was going over the Cook and Carry Mountains, I saw Captain Pharaoh.
See, and the money stuff he the glam was band, not hair metal.
I don't know why we don't do that.
I don't need cool. You, all three of us. Jim, what did you think?
I think we should focus back on our guests. Okay,
good idea. Andrew, the musician in the house, ladies and gentlemen, is here to play us a song with his lovely six-string Ovation. Ovation guitar. Yeah. I love those guitars. They have such a rich sound.
It has definitely done the job over the last last couple of months. I've been doing a lot of like the solo acoustic gigs. This guitar hasn't seen a whole lot of light of day since then, but it's a workhorse. It's a workhorse.
So this is show and tell around here on WGBW, my friend. So what is it that you're going to play for us today?
Oh man, well as we were kind of in the little warm up room there, I'm like, I've prepared like four or five different kind of songs, kind of judging the vibe. It seems like we're here for a good time. Yeah. For some laughs.
It's Friday, baby.
Yeah.
Sun's out.
Hell yeah.
Little birds are singing.
Dennis owns the airwaves.
Grass
right now,
is growing.
Oh, no. So, I mean, maybe I'll leave it up to you. I have some Tuck stuff. I also have, like, my own solo. They're more, like, I struggle to say country, but obviously the acoustic guitar lends a little bit better to that. Yeah, I could kind of do either or. The country one's a little more on the funny side. It's a funny story about
Dennis. You make the call, brother.
Yeah,
follow your own funky path. I read it once.
All right. Well, then I'm actually gonna do. I'll do the
Jim followed his own funky path,
and we're detuning the E string, ladies and gentlemen.
We go to this.
That was his campaign
We love it when the guitar does that.
Yeah. A little heavier. So this is actually this is the Tuck song. It's off of our new album. It's the first single we released about a month or so ago. This is the song that got us up to 1,000 listeners on Spotify, which was super cool.
That's hard to do.
It is. And trying to maintain that.
There's 8 million of them out there.
Yeah. Yep.
We'll keep trying to build on that with you.
Sweet. This is a little song called I Only Smoke When I Drink.
I'm excited that you get to play this one.
Oh, yeah. If one's a good time, you take it, make it toxic too. Ignore all the warnings I've been shouting at you. I can hear you enabling me. What makes you happy is much better with me. And then you open my eyes, you open them wide to see that I love to rationalize. I only ask for the light at typical times of the night. I only reach for the gun after you've started the fight. Oh, and when you're around me, I'm starting to think. Yeah, I'm starting to think. I only smoke when I drink. The cycle, and I see the signs. This double-edged sword, predictable paradigm. I can feel you seducing me. Yeah, you can't do it. You can't do it without me. And then you open my eyes. You open them wide to see that I love to rationalize. I only ask for the light at typical times of the night. I only reach for the gun after you've started the fight. Oh, and when you're around me, I'm starting to think. Yeah, I'm starting to think real hard. I ask myself why I roll smoke as I watch the embers fall. I ask myself what happens when it meets the fuse of alcohol.
That's awesome. That is really good.
Well done, very man. Cool. Wow.
Very, very 90s Metallica.
Loved it.
A little bit of that.
Isn't that interesting? I'm glad that you played that song today because I wanted to ask about that. What is the inspiration behind that? Is it a real story or no, as they say up north?
Ernol.
Yeah, that was the whole thing there. No, that was Hancock.
That was definitely the Houghton side, closer to Wisconsin. The inspiration behind it musically was like the chuggier, swingier 90s Metallica Load Reload. Lyrically, it's all about like kind of checking yourself, like, who are you as a person? Do you like who you are? And because I think we're really influenced by who we hang out with, the kind of things that we do, and that helps, you know. I only smoke when I drink. I only do these things when I'm around these people. And it's a song about growth. It's kind of like the whole theme of the album, really, is like taking a look at yourself and growing from it.
That's fantastic.
All right, we got to set a quick break. Yes, back with more Talk Fantastic. Dennis from the Glam Band, Mine on the Mayor, back after this. Jack, be nimble, Jack.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Hey, welcome back. Mind of the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app. This is a fun part of the week. To wrap it up, live from the City Deck Landing Studios music series hosted by our man, Dennis, from the Glam Band.
How's it going?
Good, buddy.
Look at that sun creeping in. Hey. You can watch us on Facebook Live. You can't hear this on the radio, but you can see the sun peeking in.
Right.
It's going to be a great weekend.
Actually,
I love
pretty good on
year.
Video. If anybody's watching on video, you see that coming through right there?
Oh,
behind
yeah.
you?
Wow,
yeah. I like it.
And the Lord said, let there be light. And it was awesome, baby.
Hell yeah.
So tell us, you got a great show coming up on Wednesday at
sure
Epic.
Do.
Tell
sure
us
do.
About it. Tell us about it.
Yeah, the Epic Event Center, Wednesday, May 8th. We're opening up for Tim Montana and Saint Sonia. Front man for 3 Days Grace, his own little project. So yeah, getting to open up for that, it's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be like supposed to be a well sold show, so it's gonna be an awesome crowd, big crowd. We love that stuff.
Great venue. And,
oh yeah, awesome venue.
They got it going on there. I mean,
yeah.
you booked through the Epic, right?
Yep.
So
yep.
they've got a great marketing with their own name, and you know, great parking, restrooms are good. They
yes.
just sight lines are good. It's just yeah, that's I'm glad
it's a party.
You probably
party
performed
box.
There before, but yeah, we go there yeah. more and more, and seen a lot of good things there. It's a great
yeah,
venue.
It is. We're excited to be back. The music will be a little heavier than the first time we were there, and we couldn't be more excited about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tickets
be
are
great.
between $25 and $75. Go to Epic and get your tickets now in advance. Doors open at 6:30. The show starts at 7:30. How long do they give you to play?
So we get a half an hour.
Half an
yeah,
hour. Okay.
We're right there at 7:30.
Right, standard, yeah, 25-minute, 30-minute block.
Get in, get out, kick you in the face. Yeah. It'll be awesome.
So who gave you the call and said, hey, we'll put you on the show?
Oh man, it was you. I reached out to you, and you were like,
I'm sorry, I'm at the Epic show.
Oh, the Epic show. Yeah. I'm trying to think exactly how that went.
I was going
to
say, Dennis was like, what?
I did? Back on, honey, that was me. Of like, yep, absolutely. She's my, she got me that one. They were pretty,
oh, good.
Pretty thankful.
High five.
For that.
That's going to be great.
Good for you. That's awesome.
That's May 8th. That's the 8th,
yep.
you said?
Okay. May 8th, Wednesday. This Wednesday.
Yeah.
So get your tickets now
right.
and make plans to be. It's the middle of the week. You can't beat it.
Yeah.
So tell us about the fellas in the group. There's a four piece.
Yeah.
I saw your bass player plays a 6-string bass, which is not an easy thing to do.
Yeah. So actually, it's kind of a change of staffing. Actually, he's no longer with us.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Just had a whatever different life experience. So we have our new guy Ty. He plays a normal 4-string. But no, all the guys, I actually went to college up in Houghton with my guitar player, Alan, and the drummer, Michael Chop. Oh man, this is a long story, so I'm trying to condense it. But we all worked together at one point. So when I was in Green Bay, this was somewhat post-pandemic, I released Stereo City. They took a listen to it, and they hounded me for like months. Like, dude, when are you going to put a band together? We can start jamming on this stuff. And I didn't really want to because I wasn't ready for that. But no, that's kind of how it formed. I eventually got over my dumb stuff.
I'm not ready for a relationship, Lois.
Kind of, a little bit. I was in a band right. before that.
That's
and
kind
I
of
left,
what it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm not sure if I'm ready for another right. relationship, you guys.
Yeah. Never any drama in a band.
Oh, never. No. Never. None of that stuff.
Marriage is only with one person.
Right.
No,
that's
it's
tough.
With three other dudes. I don't know. Gets tough, but
no, it's working.
It is.
That's cool.
It's yeah, it's working. At the start of 24, we made some we kind of looked at ourselves like, hey, if we go really hard this next year into this band thing, and see if it goes anywhere. And so far, we keep getting little nods of like, yeah, this is a good thing. Keep keep working, keep releasing music, and go hard in it. Go big or go home.
Yeah, great.
Is he gonna give you a ticket?
I'm gonna get busted now. Yeah.
Are you? Yeah. Jeff, yeah. Try to run out there. Talk to him. Run out there. Run out there. Run out there.
The traffic police are here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Shining brighter than the sun, by the way. Yeah. So where does the name Tuck come from?
Oh, man, that's an even longer one. So this is actually, it's super, super short. When I was in college, I was in a musical. It was a very funny musical, very satirical. And I played a woman. I played like a showgirl. And I had to wear this.
Yeah, were you clean shaven?
Beard and all? Or?
Beard and all.
Okay.
Oh yeah,
I was, my favorite was, kind.
Like that.
My favorite kind of showgirl.
And it was supposed to be funny. Like that was kind of the role. It's the producers. So
his name is Andrew. He was a showgirl. Hey.
And he didn't shave his legs because
People like it that way. Hey, yeah.
So yeah, when you play those particular parts, it was a. Of course. She got the,
nice.
Yeah, got she got the picture pulled
up. Exploitation time.
Actually, you got good looking legs.
He must work out.
I know. Ooh, wow.
So yeah, when you play those kinds of parts, and that costume was a woman's small, and I am not that.
Yeah.
You have to tuck some things in, and it kind of became a nickname, and then I just shortened it to the band name. It's like, why not make it personal? It's a funny story.
I get
people
it now.
To remember it.
Love I know it. Where he's going with it.
Love it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Love it. Love it. Love it. Okay. Love it.
So we got time for one more song on the way out here. Everybody have yourself a great weekend. Enjoy. It's going to be beautiful. Again, get your tickets for Tuck with San Antonio and Tim. Is it one? You mean Montana?
Tim Montana. Yep.
Okay.
Tim Montana.
Wednesday, May 8th. I forgot the T in Montana.
That's name.
T for Tim Texas.
That's a cool name. That's a good stage
Tony
name.
Montana.
And also, you have a lot of merchandise for sale as well and
we
things
do.
Like that. And your song, The Story of Stereo City, is also for sale and whatnot.
Did you we'll have the album there.
Did we get your website and everything? I had to step out and feed your meter.
We haven't gone there yet. Thank you.
Did you say
I owe you.
No, the best place, honestly, is we're on Facebook, the Instagram. Tuck Music is how to find us. All caps, T-U-K. We have our merch store is tuckbandofficial.com.
Neat stuff, too. Good quality stuff.
Awesome stuff. We like to actually put some time into
play us a little
stuff.
Something on the way out, buddy.
Yeah, all right. So this is one of my solo ones. It's a little more country. It's about me leaving my job and finding a more corporate one and being afraid about it. And it turns out my corporate coworkers are pretty rock and roll, too. When I walked in on my first day, they showed me my desk and got me a name tag, a new laptop and a handful of little tools. My gloves, my knife, my boots caked with dirt, replaced by a badge and a polo shirt. I ran to the bathroom feeling like a fool. From under the stall, a hand reached out and set down an ice cold beer. And it said, "Sonny, let me tell you what really goes on around here. Well, Bob plays bass on all the Beach Boys albums. Vincent has the cocaine problem. And Donna in accounting is damn good at mounting a stool at the local bar. Well, Cheryl and Daryl are the karaoke singers with Warren and Lauren, and we think they're swingers. And Barb in HR is the poster girl for PBR. We love Barb. But they all told me this life would suck my soul. But life in corporate's goddamn rock and roll. Well, I got a briefcase, a tie, and a caramel macchiato. A Bluetooth coaster that keeps it hot, oh, and shiny zip-up boots I bought from a bougie department store.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time live from the Pablo Center in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, for the premiere of When Rubber Hits the Road. One of the filmmakers, BJ Hollers, and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Smoke. Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
This is what you decide, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.